Being a clown isn't so funny.
You were very funny.
Maybe for you, not for Kapoor.
Would you rather be a part of the trapeze monks?
No, not that.
But you were the funniest part of the show.
It's not funny when a big hairy mammoth sits on your head.
She's just an inflatable.
Inflatable? She's fat and she squats me flat.
Listen, I have an idea.
An idea I can use?
Yeah, find something with a point on the end. And the next time she sits on your head, give her a good...
A good...
Yeah.
Okay.
Have I told you about the media on Ilubuwa? It's kind of cute. I mean, who'd ever think of the media as cute? If you mention the media to the average human being, they'll think of newspapers, radio, television, the Hollies, net cellular wireless, whatever crap packed with commercials. And that's one of the weird things about Ilubuwa. You don't see signs for Nike or Coke or Pepsi or Bud, all that endless junk, their logos plastered all over the walls, all over your mind. Ilubuwa may be the last outpost in this galaxy that hasn't been converted into a bunch of sugar-based belching consumers. There are people who believe the advertising industry would collapse if people became enlightened and no longer were looking for their identities in things. Maybe. They don't have television on Ilubuwa. What they have is called the poddies. It's like a theater in a box, only it's shaped like a fat pod. You've seen those tiny stages with a proscenium arch. You pick it up in your hand, set it on the table, carry it around under your arm. This is kind of like that, except it's not a box. It's an oval shape, transparent, like an oval pod. And inside are small, pear-shaped figures acting out some sort of domestic scene. It's all holographic stuff. It's very boring. The backgrounds change. The little figures come and go. It's like a dollhouse. You can look down into different rooms. Different things are going on simultaneously. Sometimes you can interact by taking your finger and poking at one of the figures, like, come on, stand up, do something. The Ilubus also have a newspaper. It's a scroll on a spring, like a window shade. Their magazines remind me of an accordion. They even make music when you squeeze the pages. And then there's globes, round, glass-like balls. Remember the kind you turn upside down and the snow would swirl around inside? Well, I can't see anything in their glass balls, just some murky, misty swirls, but these balls are sacred to the Ilubu. Sometimes they'll just rest their hands on them, or maybe they're meditating. I asked Oop-Oop, but he just shrugged me off.
It's part of our illusion, Rupee.
So, it was religious. I wondered if maybe it was like a Bible or something, but then I realized it was more like their Nat Cree, that bubble that surrounds them, that contains their own personal patterns. Maybe it was a way of communicating with the Big Boo. Whenever I'm on a different planet, I check out the media, see what bullshit they're feeding people, but this planet is different. Their dramas don't have any drama. The most popular show on Ilubuwa is Theater Nat Cree. Nothing ever happens. It's like watching a Zen play. Well, at least in Zen, someone gets whacked with a stick now and then. The Ilubu call this entertainment. Blowing off the top of someone's pointed head, or maybe flattening it with a frying pan, now that's entertainment. Well, I'm watching this chubby little pear. She's combing her hair, which flows down to the floor. It's usually stacked on their pointed heads, so to see it unbraided, that was exciting. And as I'm watching, expecting absolutely nothing to happen, something does. It's a blink in the background. I thought it was an electronic flicker, but then I sensed it wasn't. It was like a message or a code. I sat and watched as she combed her hair for hours. But it didn't happen again.
Whoa! And Kapoor, the clown, is again being squat flat. How is he going to get out of this one? Wait, what's this? A spear! He has a telescoping spear hidden up his sleeve. And now he pokes the mammoth rumpa stomp in its hairy rump. And whoa, it expels a blast of hot air. Ugh. Right in Kapoor's face. Let's hear it for the basket case, Kapoor! Wait! Wait! The mammoth romper stomp is collapsing! It's deflating! Oh my! There it goes! Flat as a hairy pancake! Now, the triumphant Kapoor is jumping up and down on it. Well, it looks like that's the end of... Wait! Wait! Kapoor and the flat, hairy romper stomp are rising up! They're rising up into the air! Kapoor is standing on top, waving his little spear. The beast is completely flat beneath Kapoor's feet. In fact, it looks like he's riding a monstrous hairpiece. And now, whoa, there they go, sailing through the air with the greatest of ease. Can it be? Yes, it is. It's the rat on the flying toupee.
Yes. Little did I know that Kapoor would take my idea and turn it into a shaggy pun.
That was a lot of work for a shaggy pun.
The rat on the flying toupee. Yeah.
I was in my dressing room getting ready for a matinee performance of Ruby and the Dark Angel of Doom, a game where a big pointed head floats around spitting fireballs at me. The theater Natcree was playing on the potty, and I just happened to look over and flick, there it was again. Taru had told me the Ilubu can't see it because they blink a lot, something about living on a desert planet with sand blowing in your face. It was a flick, a blink, and quick as it was, I caught it. I held it. I slowed time almost to a stop. Slower. Slower. I saw it, but then I had to let it go.
Are you certain, Ruby?
Yeah, I got a pretty good look at it.
What did you think you saw, Ruby?
It was some woolly, spiky pattern. I finally got it almost to a standstill. There were billions of microscopic balls with spikes all over them.
Really?
Yeah, what is it?
Unless I see it, how can I say?
Can you get me a recording of the theater Natcree?
Their performances are alive.
Yeah, but they got recordings, right?
No, they are alive.
You don't make copies?
Our technology is not that sophisticated, Ruby.
Oh, come on. In this day and age, there isn't anything that can't be copied.
Not on Ilubu, huh?
I am Rodent Kapoor, also known as Kapoor the Clown. I like being a clown. I like to make people laugh. I like the other clowns, except one, Cream Puff, who does not think I'm funny. His name is Cream Puff, the clown, but he's not a puff. He's big and burly and, well, he's not big. He's short, squat, and hairy. And you don't want to cross Cream Puff, or he'll give you the evil clown eye. And you never want a clown to give you that. Ooh.
Hello, rodent.
Cream Puff isn't a happy clown, but I make him happy. Every time he makes fun of me or insults me, it makes him happy.
What's your clown credentials, rodent?
Do I need credentials to make people laugh?
Where were you clowning around before you joined this circus?
I was once a trapeze monk.
You were never a trapeze monk.
I was. Ask Andor.
Yeah. You just stay out of my spotlight, rodent.
Yeah. Rodent. Life is difficult enough without some clown making it worse.
Andor?
Yes, Ruby?
Have you been looking at their potties?
Yes. It's a fascinating technology, Ruby. They're not transmitting with microwaves, but with wave frequencies that Nikola Tesla would have been most...
Yeah, listen, can you make a copy of the theater at Natcree?
Well, it's a 3D hologram in some ways similar to our own hollies, but the way it's transmitted is something that Nikola Tesla would have found...
Can you make a copy?
Theater Natcree?
Yeah.
I guess.
Good. The techies at the Digital Circus figured it out in about an hour. Later that day, Andor walked in with a recording and a potty player. I did a rapid scan, and sure enough, there it was, the flick. Oop Boop came by, and I played it for him. There. Did you see it?
No.
I didn't figure he could. They can't. It moves too fast. It's a blink, and they're always blinking their eyes anyway. I'll slow it down.
Fascinating. Where did you buy this potty player?
The techies at the circus built it.
Which techies, Ruby?
I don't know. What is this thing, Oop Oop?
It is called a glitch.
You have no idea what it is?
No.
Kapoor began to suspect that someone was trying to shorten his clown career as his routines became more hilarious and strangely more hazardous. First came the exploding custard pie. It was the usual clown free-for-all, pies flying everywhere, the little rodent, being an agile fellow, ducked and dodged everything thrown at him, much to the crowd's delight. All the clowns were covered in custard, all but Kapoor. It was then that they all suddenly stopped, looked at Kapoor standing there in his freshly pressed clown suit, and all together, 40 clowns picked up pies, leaned back, and let him have it. Needless to say, he was a walking mound of custard. Except this one time, when all the clowns stopped, looked at Kapoor, picked up a pie, and as they were winding up for the pitch, something shiny fell out of the sky, actually the top of the tent, and landed at Kapoor's feet. It was a coin, and just as the clowns let loose, he bent over to pick up the shiny coin, the pie sailed over his head and hit an inflatable kickaboo. The animal exploded. One of the pies was an exploding custard, meant to take off Kapoor's head.
The crowd thought it was part of the show, so the gods had smiled on Kapoor that night. But there were other nights, and this was only the first attempt to snuff my friend, the sneaky little rodent.
It's a virus.
What?
It's transmitted subliminally.
How?
Well, the Alubu are quite different from us, Ruby.
Yeah, we're not shaped like pears, and we don't have pointed heads.
I mean, they communicate differently.
I know, Andor. So what the hell is this?
It's a subliminal message.
What? A subliminal virus?
Yes. A long time ago, if you were a human being and watched television, you'd see commercials where people were sneezing because they had colds, and the next day, you'd come down with a cold.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, someone blew the whistle. It turned out that pharmaceutical companies were transmitting viruses subliminally through the television, and that's why you came down with a cold.
And the only way you could get rid of the cold was to buy their product.
Yes, and not just any cold remedy would cure your cold, because the virus was designed so only their product would cure it.
Yeah, okay, but I don't think this virus is trying to give people colds, Andor.
A virus, Ruby.
Who on this planet could design this?
It is far beyond our abilities, Ruby.
Too sophisticated, right?
As you've seen, we Ilubu are such technically simple-minded people.
Yeah, there's nothing backward about this planet. You even own a hyper-thought link, Oop.
Oop, boop.
Yeah, boop.
Yes, and it was purchased off-planet.
Huh.
What are you inferring?
All I'm saying is, something is coded in this virus, and it's in your language, not ours. Give it to some of your simple-minded scientists. I bet they can figure it out.
We will see.
Yeah, yeah, and move on it, okay?
Ruby?
What?
I smell the hand of the Illusionati.